While we attempt to make contact with Dr. Richard Urso, I want to run this past you. I think you'll like hearing this. StopWorldControl.com. Yeah. When good people arise, the world is restored. One of the critical things that needs to happen in our time is that good people must stand up and do what we are born for. We are not here to sit around, only care about ourselves, and wait until we can get to heaven. The true reason good people are born on earth is to help make this world a better place. We have a calling, a gifting, a mandate to be those that put an end to evil and establish goodness as the foundation of human society. The sole reason there is so much wickedness in our societies is because the good people have failed to establish the dimension of truth and justice in our world. We've been too busy running around in circles instead of having a strategic mindset of occupying the key seats of influence in our nations. This is largely the result of a doctrine that was introduced into Christianity, now get this, in the 1800s. A strategic mind control operation was launched into the worldwide Christian church. Please listen closely. This is important. That convinced the 2 billion believers that evil is destined to rule humanity and good people just have to escape. The escape from evil is called the rapture. It teaches that Christians shouldn't attempt to save the world, but must leave humanity into the claws of evil while they wait to be taken safely into heaven. Historically, this doctrine never existed in the church until a man called John Darby, who was an occultist, began spreading this idea in the 19th century. He was sponsored by the Rothschilds, one of the leading families of the evil elites, who own most of the central banks in the world. They are key players within the British elites, and they aim to submit humanity to their evil rule. Okay. But there's more. They supported Darby in Europe and later also funded a man in America called Cyrus Schofield, who spread this doctrine throughout the United States. This theology is called dispensationalism, and it was forced upon all evangelical believers worldwide, which is hundreds of millions of people. Nobody was allowed to question or criticize it, and it was aggressively imposed on the church as the only acceptable belief about the future. If you understand that Christianity is the world's largest religion, with one-third of humanity claiming to adhere to this faith, you will understand how the Rothschilds were successful in canceling the influence of a vast part of humanity. It is because of this theology that hundreds of millions of otherwise passionately involved good people were convinced to step aside and let the wicked take over politics, media, healthcare, business, education, etc. Christians need to stay in their churches and wait to be removed. That is not what Christ said. He gave the clear instruction to all children of the light worldwide to expel evil, confront corruption, cast out darkness, heal the sick, care for the poor, and establish goodness on earth as the bedrock of all human interactions. There is one single reason why the wicked have so much power in our time. It's because the good people have laid down their crown and refuse to reign. When the good people arise and fulfill their mission, there is nothing the wicked can do. Where the light shines, there is no darkness. And I'm glad that we had this moment to, as we try to make contact with a good doctor. I don't know what's up with this, but that's how it is right now.